Is it on?
Yeah, talk. Somebody talk in the mic.
I don't want to film this.
Yeah, same. But, hey, dude, fucking...
It's literally the easiest fucking part.
We're going.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is the hard part, is the talking. Yeah, this is the extremely hard...
Well, now people are going to judge me because of my fucking dirty bong and the vapes and... Who gives a fuck anyways, honestly?
Did you put it all right there?
Because I'm probably going to use it. So it's...
I mean, it's crazy.
That is where it normally is, to be fair.
This is just so much... I mean, you have a station.
Yeah, I know.
You
I got a smoke spot.
Station right
smoke
here.
Spot station. Mm-hmm. That's what I like to call it, and that is my destination.
Oh, hey. Did fucking...
Bluetooth speaker.
He said, wait, we're about to pod. Hold on. Let me get my Bluetooth speaker out.
Well, I was jamming before the production.
He was getting in the zone. He was curating
the setup,
space.
You motherfucker.
He was curating the vibe, dude. The music was good.
Yeah, so suck my dick. I feel like I'm in a good mood.
Bong,
got
Bluetooth
the water.
Speaker, got the Bud Light.
Got a Bud Light, got a water. Yeah. Anything I might need for this next
Which is good to do.
Hour.
It's good to have some water in between beers, even when it's
guys
2 in the afternoon. It's good to drink water when you drink.
Guys, I thought
it's
I was in my own home.
Water
I thought I was
water.
In my own area. I thought I could relax.
Two,
I thought I was in my
vapes.
Own domicile.
I need two vapes.
Yeah, because one of them might die, fuckhead. Fucking,
we're
going to
be
know.
Potting for an hour. Who knows?
Yeah, who fucking knows? I got to be... I'm in the trenches, so like I have to be prepared. I have to have my weapons.
Yeah, honestly, if you're taking it from all angles like this, you might want to get kind of cross-fitted.
Yeah, so...
You're putting up with this kind of abuse.
Not only the bong, but you got the reload ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just in case you get it.
Yeah, dog. Like
get limbered up.
Get the reload.
What do you mean the reload? The grinder.
You got the grinder.
Yeah, obviously.
Loaded up and ready.
Duh. That's the motto, bro. It's always keep your bowls packed. Like it's a pre-packed bowl at all times. Yeah, pre-packed bowl, bitches. That's what like one of my college like friends that I'd always like go to his dorm because like we'd always get high together and. Yeah. Fucking yeah, that's what we always said. And also like Mikey said that shit once. Like
so loud.
And so I was just like, yeah, it's kind of true. Like everyone should have their fucking. The bowl's packed at all time, just in case.
You should be
big pet peeve
it while you're smoking it.
Yeah, dude, literally. it's kind of a fun game. Play baseball with yourself.
Play baseball with yourself. You're in there going, "Oh fuck, I'm next." Yeah. Oh damn, I'm next. I'm so high already though.
Damn, dream
yeah,
smoke
much.
Circle. Just me,
me, myself, and I.
Like you. Me, Mike Tyson, yeah. Me.
Yeah, yo, pass it.
That's what it's like being an only child. Dog, you fucking, I don't know.
You smoke hella weed, drink hella Bud Lights.
Yeah, you're by yourself a lot, so you
wait,
fucking
yeah.
Nobody
wait,
can pass
they
the blunt, too.
They were, going to homeschool your ass, but they were afraid of how much weed and Bud Light
nah,
you would
bro.
I don't know if my brother, I don't know if my brothers would be in my dream smoke circle. Yeah. I don't know if it's an only child thing.
Like, what does that mean?
Me, my yeah. brother, my older brother.
Also,
yeah.
I don't
Martin
think
Luther
I,
King.
I don't think I drank less because I had. I think I drank more because of my brothers.
Dude, I don't know, bro. I fucking my
yeah.
dumbass. I got so drunk, yeah. I like made up fucking imaginary brothers.
Yeah.
No, I'm
yeah.
just kidding.
Yo.
Yeah,
I came home.
Yo, Forrest,
get out of my
what's
room,
up, man.
Forrest, that's your dream brother name. Forrest,
I was just making up movie
and
names.
You get also, you're already getting. Why'd you get the better name, man? It's a name you made up.
You got such a cool name. My name's S.
I came
your name
home
rules.
Forrest is cool, man. It's a place and a name. Fuck.
<Yeah. laughs> I just feel like mom and dad care about you more than
yeah.
me.
Yeah, just an imaginary. Feeling overshadowed by an imaginary brother.
You're just so much taller and smarter.
They
you're
love you more. You're
handsome and you like date all the girls I like.
They give you like fucking cool gifts. I got gift cards. Fucking yeah. this
you're
shit
good at
sucks.
Sports. Remember I went to your game. 400 rushing yards in one game.
In a basketball game. They said it's never been done.
Yeah, you immediately changed out of your pads in one state in basketball.
How do you do that?
Yeah. And you bullied me in front of all of our friends.
Well, you're sorry about it.
I told
you're
everybody
cool
I was
guy.
Adopted junior year.
I wasn't adopted junior. I wasn't even fucking adopted.
All right, you were adopted.
You fucking
you're
liar.
Not even real. I'm going to imagine you fat.
I'm gonna delete you.
You wayfaring man, blocking you. You fucking suck.
I'm sorry I made you. Fat.
I'm sorry, man.
I'm sorry, Forrest.
You sorry I deleted you, fuck. Man. I'll bring you back. All right, you're back. All right, let's go to bed. I'm tired.
Let's just chill, man. Play Halo and go to bed. Fuck.
You wrote those books. You wrote a book.
You're the smartest kid in our class.
Sorry, buddy. I couldn't read. That was mean as fuck.
You wouldn't even buy me and my friend's beer, dude. Your imaginary brother would buy you a six pack.
You just want to still live at home. You're 35.
Huh? You heard what the fuck you said.
Your imaginary friend not understanding you.
Yeah.
You fucking heard me.
Yeah. Fucking. I'll slow it down for old rockster brains over here.
You know what I said, right?
My bad. I kind of mumble when I'm drinking.
Dude, I remember one time my little brother, I came home and he was getting yelled at for being drunk. And I was just standing there. I was like, man, if he knew how drunk I was right now.
Hell yeah.
If my dad knew how drunk I was right now.
You were already at home drunk.
No, I got home.
Uh-huh.
But I arrived that he had already arrived home drunk.
From somewhere else?
From somewhere else.
And then you got home.
And then I walked in to him getting yelled at.
I can't believe this. My little brother.
We're all really disappointed in you, Riley. I'm calm.
I can't believe you do something like this.
I'm tired. I'm talking like this because I'm tired from all the book.
No, I'm so upset. I got to go better right now.
I thought you were better than this, man.
I'm so tired. I got to go to the fridge.
I'm about to stress eat bread and ketchup.
I got to go eat loose leaf turkey slices. Yeah.
Loose leaf turkey. When is turkey not loose leaf?
You got to go eat loose leaf.
Loose leaf turkey.
I got to have some loose leaves.
I'm going to go fall asleep on a couch. Yeah. I'm so mad I'm going to fall asleep on a couch.
They say sometimes when you're so upset you can't handle it, your body shuts down.
I'm going to watch Vietnam in color eat loose leaf turkey slices. Yeah. You guys keep yelling at him.
You guys care if I watch The Last Dance while you fight?
Jack, it's too loud.
I know how loud it is. Yeah. I didn't know how loud it is.
No, I can't hear. I don't hear too good. I'm tired.
I was just about to say it was too loud. I thought you guys turned it
up. Just go to bed then. Just go to bed. I'm going to be up.
I added up so you could hear it. You guys are in the kitchen.
Like, I'm your guest, right? I'm visiting.
Yeah. Just walking. I'm so disappointed. And going into the fridge and going, no way.
No way. He got enjoyed being
no
fucked up.
No fucking way.
Hell yeah.
You guys are probably mad you're not going to let him eat this White Castle, right?
I'm going to take all the booze in here and go throw it out in the backyard by myself.
I'm going to go incinerate the booze with my mouth.
Well, I got to taste it. I'm going to spit it out, but I got to taste it and make sure there's booze
in
it.
Wait a second. Riley's drunk?
Oh, I'm so mad.
I'm so mad I'm going to throw up.
It makes me sick.
I'm so pissed off I'm going to go back and throw up.
You make me sick.
You make me sick, Riley. That's funny.
Oh, I'm just so pissed off. I pissed myself.
I'm so mad. I don't even think I can eat this Cane's anymore. But I'm going to.
Hey, but before I go to bed, anybody want some of this Caniac combo?
You want a bite? You want a bite?
I got 16 tenders.
Yeah, you're not you when you're hungry. And doing the drunk guy laugh.
I love you guys.
I'm going to go eat all your leftovers. You don't deserve them.
Yeah, you got in trouble, so it's mine now.
Giving big hugs to your parents while they're mad.
I love you guys.
I love you guys. You're good parents.
You're good guys.
You're like a dad to me. Mom, you're like a father to me.
Honestly, and that's way better.
You're just walking in, your parents are just sitting there watching TV. You're like, just fucking kiss already, dude. Jesus Christ.
Crazy pause.
Oh, sorry. God. I didn't know you guys were in here. I didn't mean to.
I could tell you guys have hooked up before.
I thought I was watching a movie, but then I was like, oh, that's mom and dad.
Oh, look who fucking is.
Check it out.
Nah, I'm just messing.
Mommy, Daddy, they're not kissing Santa Claus, kissing each other.
Wait, how old do you think
Santa Claus? Yeah, yeah, drunk 5-year-old.
How old do you think Jack was?
I fucked up. Oh, yeah, no, it got too fucking Down syndrome. Then it got too fucking kitty, and then it was like, oh fuck, I'm
here, guys.
I bet you got cooties for sure, man.
Yeah. Yeah, play with my toys. Yeah. That always makes me feel bad.
Dad, you got cooties.
Oh, were you guys gonna go like get naked and hug? Fucking
I've
freaks.
Seen you guys do it. I was having a nightmare and I walked in, I saw you guys hugging.
Yeah. Drunk 5-year-old making confessions.
I haven't been able to look you guys like the same way since.
I just didn't know how to bring it up, so I got drunk and now I can talk about it.
Yeah. It just didn't make any sense, man.
Why would you do that, man? Am I going to be like that when I'm older?
I thought you guys loved each other, man.
You guys are wearing your bath suits in bed. Must have been soaking wet.
I'm gonna go make a bubble bath.
You guys yelled at me too much for my grades.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool, dude. A drunk kid might tell you. Yeah. It might help you become a better parent.
Yeah. I go to school every day. I get 3 stickers. Yeah, you come home, you treat me like shit.
I'm trying my best, man.
I'm trying my best. They keep giving me yellows, and Rita's I'm supposed to get greens.
Rita's hard. Yeah.
I don't get reds. I'm not a red kid. That's, you know what I mean? So it's like, what the fuck, mom?
Bourbon. Yeah. Yellows.
He says,
yellows are good.
Yeah. I'm in there. I'm in there every day. And you're talking about A and B and C. And I come home. You guys don't even want to make me fucking chicken nuggets.
I don't even get chicken nuggets. I don't know how to operate it. It's too tall.
I don't know how to fucking focus. All they do is give me milk every fucking day.
Every milk.
I just want fucking water.
Every milk makes a man go fucking crazy.
Yeah, I'm sorry I put a Capri Sun in the microwave. I didn't know.
Oops.
I don't know how things work.
I didn't fucking
my
know.
My fucking bed. I didn't know I was causing a bomb.
I'm going out there. I'm going to drink water out of the hose. I don't even give a fuck anymore.
You guys, I know you guys have been fucking lying about Santa Claus.
You guys are not telling the truth, and it's okay. But it's not.
I saw Dad the other fucking day eating the cookies for Santa. This is bullshit.
I'm going to find out.
So just a drunk kid, one of his baby teeth falls out. Like, oh, fuck. What's happening to me, man?
Guys, call the 911. I'm fuck, man.
Call the school nurse, man.
I may not find out this year, but I'll find out when you're Santa's room.
All right, I think I'm finally ready to watch Pirates of the Caribbean with the lights off.
I'm prepared.
I try to pretend like it wasn't scary, but it was really scary. Yeah.
Calypso's not that crazy.
Did you guys tell I was crying?
Be honest. When I put my head under the cover.
I
did walk out of that theater. Sorry, my bad, Jeff.
Oh no, you're good.
I did walk out of that theater when I was little. My mom, we saw the first one, and she was like, "You want to see Dead Man's Chest?" And I was like,
"With the skeletons?
Fuck yeah, let's go see Dead Man's Chest." But like during the skeletons, we were at home, so we saw it on DVD. So she like covered my eyes. So I was like, "I'm fucking good." Then like we went to Dead Man's Chest, and
I didn't know there's that many skeletons.
Yeah, bro. And Slimers, the Kraken's in that one. So I was fucked up, and like I was young, like my mom was like she couldn't
the
hide
Kraken
my.
Kraken one?
Yeah, that's in Dead Man's Chest. The Kraken's in that one.
How old were you?
How old were you?
When did that movie come out? Let's
how
do the math.
Old were
Let's
you?
Do the math, because like
wait, the third one?
No, that's
the
second
about the
one.
First one.
No,
the second one. Yeah, the second one.
The second one's the Kraken. That's Dead Man's Chest. Hold on. Sorry for the viewers now.
That's right.
We
need to figure this out.
We need to figure this out.
This is how we do this.
This is going to really segue into the next room.
2006. So
how old you were?
2006?
Yeah, so 2024 minus 2006.
Dude, go the other way.
No. You were
18.
Not, 18? No.
Yeah, you're 18.
No, that's 18 minus 26. So
you're 8?
What are you doing?
You're eight.
What about, when were you born? You were born in 97.
No, I was born in 98.
You were born in 98, so you were 2006. You were eight.
Oh, yeah. 8 years old?
Yeah, it was fucking freaking
so
out.
It'd be so funny if you were 15.
Yeah, I was thinking, I was like,
no, wait, hold on. Yeah. Wait a second.
Nah, I was tripping out. Like that, it scared the fuck out of me. And
I love how you're, the only thing that's really changed since childhood is you, every year, you're still kind of scared of stuff like that, but you like boobs more and more as you get older.
What's wrong with that? Boobs are not.
No, I'm not saying scary. There's anything wrong with that. I just say
there's
it's very
scary
fun.
About titties. Titties are.
That is true. The other direction is him getting less scared and never realizing how cool tits are.
Yeah,
that's not a fun guy.
Would you rather be that guy? Yeah, I mean, Jesus. Yeah.
Wait, say that again.
It's like a Delta Force.
The
operator.
Other direction is you just never realizing how cool boobs are, but you're not scared of anything.
Yeah.
Hitman that guy would suck.
Yeah, that's a boring
that guy.
Would he's probably pretty successful.
Hitman 47.
Yeah, he's probably. Yeah, kind of killer. Like a saturated like killer type guy.
I'd say nothing phases that guy. Tits, jump scares.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's just the same dude.
Yeah, you're kind of just getting more sensitive to everything.
Yeah.
I don't know about that guy. Fucking
tits are cooler and tits. Monsters are more scary.
I just want consecutive tits. I just want a girlfriend. Somebody that would be there consecutively.
I want a fucking schedule of tits.
Consecutive's like you want to be like a player.
Oops, my fucking bad. Yeah. Goddamn, I didn't know I was sitting on a couch with grammar Nazis.
Not grammar Nazis.
Yeah, you are right. Y'all are so
it's language. If you speak
Grant's
wrong,
a retard.
Confusing.
Everyone's a fucking righty pants.
dude. And that's the best way to handle stuff like
where
this.
Where are you going?
And that's the best way to handle stuff.
Checking the fucking.
in this instance, it did matter what word you used. Because they mean literally the opposite. Consecutive would mean different tits every time.
Yeah. I'm just imagining.
They're like hush puppies, bro. You know, what you're gonna get.
Plays
brother.
Into the then.
It, there's also a
that
difference.
That also is confusing.
There's also a difference.
No, they're not. How is that confusing?
Because that means you do want them to be different every time. But what you meant was you want them to be the
you
same.
You want consistent titties.
You want the same.
Consistent
means the opposite of that too.
Oh, okay, consistent and consecutive and. What
hush
was
puppies
sequential?
Was what was the word that you said?
Chronological.
Yeah, consequential titties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crips. Titties with a purpose.
Titties with a purpose. Yeah.
Titties with titties that could mean the end of the world.
What about
consequential titties?
Tits named Desire.
Nah.
There are consequential titties.
There are consequential titties.
Yeah, I'm dealing
there's
with
like the
right now.
With titties, like when you're like if you're with a girl.
I don't want
to
talk to
if
that.
If you're with a girl and then titties come by,
sometimes
and your girl's like looking at you, and you're like. That's those are consequential titties.
Consecutive twitties can be consequential.
Twitties. I've seen some
twitties.
Titties.
A cool way to say titties, twitties, honestly.
Twitties can be consequential.
Hey, bro.
I've seen some
you
titties.
Seen twitties on that
I want consecutive twitties.
Twitty sounds like Tweety Bird. That's awesome. Yeah.
I've seen some titties before just out and about where you just have to say something to the person you're with. You're like, do you see that? Am I crazy?
Yeah, no. For sure.
Do you say that like with your lady?
No, you don't have
like
to.
With your bro?
No, you don't have to. But
you're saying it because you're like, I gotta look at these. And
no,
you're
like,
who else saw that?
Well, no, it's me defending. Hey, I've been staring at these, I have to bring up because this
the
is
more
crazy.
People you go tell, the more times you get to go.
No, right.
You
look.
See that too?
Yeah,
no, these are no. I think they're crazy.
And I'll look too, just to make sure they're
no,
the same.
No, it's just
one.
They're so big. I'm not even turned on by them. It's just baffling.
Yeah, I'm not ungodly horny.
Yeah. I don't even want to look anymore. I just have to. Show
they're
you.
Just no. They're crazy.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not trying to drag you down in the mud with me.
Crazy.
Yeah, I know this is your wedding day. I just look.
No, those tits are like fucked up. It's like fucked up. They're that big.
Why would she go out and about with those things? I mean, it's insane.
It's always so funny making excuses for looking at like tits and stuff. Yeah. No, it's just because it's like weird.
They're in my
the
face.
Thing, that's the thing with like trying to see if they're like. Oh no, I was just trying to see if they were fake.
Yeah,
or like BBLs. No, I'm just trying to see if she has a BBL.
I was double checking.
No, it's just like I was just like, why would a woman go out dressed like that?
Yeah. Your entire tongue is glued to the ground. I focus. That's how I focus. Is when I drool, like I focus better.
Yeah, when I can drool and dream, oh my god, I'm in another dimension.
You're just with a, you're with a girl, you're with a girl, and you're just like, no, I just crazy that like women feel they have to dress up like that. Like, it's so
trying to explain your way out of it.
It's just so cold. It's like, why would she have like that little clothing on?
No, it's like the patriarchy.
It makes her feel like she has to dress like that. It's fucked up.
No, it's like part of the problem.
I wonder why
I'm putting clothes on her with my brain.
But at the same time, you know, it's her body. So, you know, yeah, I also, it's also, you know, more power to you in a certain way.
Yeah. I see both sides. But anyway.
How are you doing?
Yeah.
Why you look so mad at me?
Yeah, you've been staring at the screen.
Yeah, what's going on with you, babe?
I mean, it's like just everybody sees instantly through it every time. There's
no, I wish I could see instantly through it. Jesus Christ.
He's talking about the girl's shirt.
Yeah. About his shirt.
Classic.
If I was Superman.
Anytime you make it some kind of excuse to see boobs, everybody's like, you just wanted to look at boobs, dude.
Yeah.
No.
No.
No, why? No, dude,
well,
I have a
that's
point.
That's the problem, though. What? Even if you were trying to, even if you were, it's the assumption.
Just a dude trying to, like.
That's the bottom. So why not just look at the boobs?
Yeah,
just,
yeah.
Just a dude trying to defend himself from, like, not looking at boobs. Like, bro, fuck you, dude. No, I have a girlfriend.
Man, I'm not even into shit like that,
bro,
man.
Like, I'm not horny like
how
you,
dare you?
Yeah, you're horny
as fuck.
Yeah,
I don't even like boobs anymore.
I wasn't looking. Yeah. I wasn't.
Yeah, like, I'd be like, oh, if I was looking, you would know. Yeah. You'd know if I was looking. Because I would be looking.
You'd know if I know.
Him.
I'd say something. Well, I'd fucking
I'm
I'd
not
talk.
Like you. I don't sneak a look.
Yeah, it's also a place of insecurity on the other person's part.
Yeah.
Because you are, most of the time, you are just kind of like kind of glancing.
They're there.
Like,
yeah, yeah. Mm.
But it's like, it's and then they get mad. At, they do get mad at you as if you're like,
Oh, Scooby wants you. You're looking at
me. Go, go,
go, go, go, go.
Fucking, yeah, no, titties are awesome.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, titties back to our original
awesome.
Point.
Yeah.
Titties are awesome.
Titties are awesome. Skeletons are scary.
Yes. Spooky. Skeletons are scary and spooky.
Because you know what the scariest part about a skeleton is?
What?
They don't have titties.
No tits.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm. But I don't know, like.
Funny how that works.
Fucking, a skeleton
no,
would,
no wonder this
thing's
crazy.
So scary. What if they made like actual like I mean like, well, like Deadliest Warrior skeletons, like, you know what I mean, like in your doctor's office, like that'd be cool as fuck. But like
oh, go, like with the silicone.
Yeah. Like you go to an actual doctor for guys, or you go to a gyno for girls, and it's like titties.
wait,
doctor. Gyno for girls.
Wait a second. Crazy.
Or a girl doctor. Or a real doctor.
You get a real doctor or a girl doctor.
A real doctor. An actual doctor or a pussy doctor for girls.
Yeah, because, you know, girls get the flu, they have to go to the gyno.
No. I didn't even think.
You know, like an or an actual doctor.
Oh, yeah. Pardon my.
Just thinking a gynecologist handles all health issues for girls.
Oh, that was amazing.
So, like, when you go to the gyno, what's he do? Does he just, like, talk to you?
Yeah. Just listen to you, bitch.
Get you cough syrup or whatever.
My tummy hurts. Yeah, I heard it before.
Is a gyno? Is that just a medical professional that goes, drink water?
Go for a walk?
Yeah, maybe you should just drink. Have you drunk water today? Have you eaten?
No. I'm mad. I want to be mad. Why do you want to be mad? I don't know. I don't know.
It's just all right. Well, I'm prescribing you eat a sandwich. Just eat a full meal and drink
but
water.
But from where? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It does, though.
Here, I'm going to. Yeah, they write it. You're going to go to Chick-fil-A. Okay. Mm. And you're going to have a sandwich.
I love Chick-fil-A.
Oh,
I know. Everybody
knows.
Who
it's
does
the best. Everybody loves Chick-fil-A.
All right.
Yeah, Doc, I had a full sandwich, and actually I don't feel so bad anymore. Oh, that's great. Yeah,
I feel like
great.
Calling my fucking boyfriend.
I'm glad that worked. My girl doctor.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got to go. I can't really talk right now. He's like, what? You don't want to talk to me?
Yeah.
What?
No, I'm really busy.
Well, should I eat it there or take it to go? Well, if you eat it there, people are going to think you're alone.
You really don't want to do that. You might as well just eat it in the car.
But I am alone.
I will get it to go.
No, so you're going to go. You're going to sit there. You're going to eat it in your car like
a pig. Better.
Mm-hmm. Right. If you get it go to go, now. You can watch TikToks.
Yeah. You can watch TikToks on your phone at your nice dining table with all your plants.
That's true. Doctor, that's true.
Don't you have some plants you need to get to and pretend to care about?
I didn't even think about that.
No, I'm not smart. It was just a guess. Okay, doc.
Whatever you say.
And you don't need to go to a real doctor, by the way. Yeah. That's for men.
I didn't know. I thought it was all like...
You really...
Girls can't get sick. They don't go outside.
Shut up. I really had no idea. I feel like a fucking complete idiot. Complete fucking baboon. I really thought it was all like girls go to gynos and that's it. Like, that's what...
There's no way.
Girls go to gynos...
That's what you were doing. Alliteration.
Like, also, I was like, "Well, this is how it happens. This is what usually happens." That's all I've heard. Whenever like girls that I've talked to are like, "Oh yeah, I went to the fucking."
So when you go to the doctor's office and you're in the waiting room and you see girls around you,
it's somebody's
wife. Are they nurses?
Do you think that's a girl? It's a girl waiting for a guy.
It's somebody's girlfriend. It's somebody's fucking sister. It's somebody's aunt. It's a family. It's
Excuse me, you work here, ma'am?
Well, the ones that work there, of course. I mean, like, I don't know. Like, I figured they go to gynos that work there.
Oh, my God.
A gyno was?
I didn't know my doc was also a gyno.
Well, I mean, you're not technically wrong. That's the thing. They are girl doctors.
That's why I just thought it was all girl
doctors. But not all. Yeah, it's just pussies.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know girls go to fucking different guy doctors that are specialists. But like
girls, well, girls, no, they
go
doctors
to
too.
No, they go to regular doctors.
They go to regular doctors.
They don't just go to specialists. No, they go to regular doctors.
The doctor
regular
you go physicians. To is treated ladies.
For yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The guy I know is a specialist.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's right, ladies. We make a lot of fun about you here, but we know our stuff too.
And no, we learn things too.
Some of us.
We only make fun of you guys because we have the perspective.
We learn things as well. I'm not trying to make fun. Mm-hmm. I don't want to make fun of ladies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that the stack of books is the most masculine stack of books.
Yeah, I know.
Stephen King, Phil Jackson.
I was wondering, are you like going camping?
And well, Empire. we put all our money in the bank, so we didn't have anything else to put the camera on top
Empire
of.
Empire of the Sun, Psychedelics and Chronic Pain, Stephen King. And, oh, actually, the top one's a girl book.
Yeah.
The Sacred Magic of Abra Berlin.
Yeah. Who got that one?
But that's also kind of that's mostly a guy book. It's a weird guy book.
Did you get that one?
It's a wizard's book.
My dad keeps asking me to show me my...
That's definitely Miles's.
My dad keeps asking
me. Hey, let's be honest. Hey, can we be honest? They're all my books.
Yeah. That's not true, dude. I got a couple over there.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
I'm
yeah.
Talking about the stack.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I haven't
had
a cameraman
sure.
yet to like film other areas, but
wait, who's How to Be Gay for Retards? Is
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
I got a. I saw your copy. I decided to get one.
Yeah. Well, I read it and I was like,
"Say the other day, you said."
I said, "Yeah." Which is I read How to Be Gay for Retards, but I think I messed up. I didn't read How to Be Retarded first, so I missed a couple of things.
Yeah, chapter one.
Oh,
favorite.
Oh, speaking of retarded,
quantum
the other,
peanut
the
butter.
The other day, Grant,
quantum peanut butter.
Grant was eating a Jello shot at the Creek Bar. I'm sorry to keep it on you, but
what's so fucking retarded?
It was very funny. Yeah. Okay, well, he was having a Jello shot, and he didn't want to look gay. So he started eating it like with his fingers.
Oh God, that's the gayest way to do it.
He started and like it's slopping everywhere on the bar.
He didn't want to like use your tongue to like.
Yeah, he didn't want to suck it out. He was like, "That looks gay." I was like, "Yeah, well, now you just look retarded." So that's pretty much the same. Now you're just the guy eating Jello with his hands at the bar.
Yeah,
every girl
I
in there is going.
I didn't want to do that. Yeah. I was trying to like make it secure. I thought I had enough on my finger, but I obviously did not.
I still want to get pussy, so I'm just going to look
shut up.
Yeah, every woman in there is going, "Oh my lord,
a girlfriend or whatever, dude." Fucking thing. Oh, it's just like goddamn. Like, I know. I'm not being funny. And then I apologize. The moment in that moment, I was like, "All right, bro, I'm a fucking."
I like because you thought it out.
Yeah,
I know you stared at it. Because
if
second,
I fucking deep
like,
throat
no
that
way.
Big ass cup, I can't fucking go back. Like that shit was way too fucking. It was.
Well,
like,
that's the
mean,
funny thing. It's
back.
Not. It's not gay.
Yeah, it's not gay.
It's
to
a
eat.
Tiny cup.
It's just Jello. It's not cum.
He did make a boogers and cum looking Jello shot 2 weeks ago, and it was terrible.
Who?
Zach.
Well, he made the Jello shot. He's like, I made booger and cum one.
Aiden was hooking it up. He was being nice.
Disgusting. The funny thing about those Jello shots, it's for Banana Phone now.
Oh, really?
And yeah, because they make the Jello shots, and they go, "Hey, guys, if they sell like $1,000 worth of at the bar, then we get a $100 split between the panel.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool, nice. But they nice. Every time they only make 50 Jello shots. It's very funny. Yeah, I went back. I was like, "How many Jello shots did you make?" He's like, "More than last time." I was like, "How many did you make last time?" He's like, "About like 30."
I think they shell out. With you.
Yeah, they say, yeah, of course they do. They're a dollar.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, wait. Yeah. Right. Do you say if they make $1,000 off the Jello shots?
If they make $1,000 at the bar,
give the dollar.
Also, the special is the general. Dollar Jello shots.
If they make $1,000 at the bar in general,
mm-hmm.
but with the Jello shots.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's.
But the Jello shots are a dollar.
Jello shots are a dollar. I mean, and they make 50 of them.
And it and the place seats about 120 people.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Not even everybody's
got to get 12.
Get
yeah.
People have to split Jello shots.
Yeah.
Everybody's got to get 12.
Right. Yeah, it's the comic night. It's like, "Hey guys, we
what?"
I said it might be a bad deal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is a bad deal. And it's hilarious because they were like, "Well, if you can get people to drink a bunch of booze," they're like, "We'll help you out. We'll sell dollar Jello shots to help you reach that $1,000 goal." Oh, it's very funny.
It was like Creek's the best, bro. That's like the best club in town, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys still packing up Banana Phone?
Yeah, it's still doing well. Yeah, they want to do
nice.
They want to do like. Clips of it and shit, and I'm like, well, we gotta be pretty selective about which ones.
Yeah, I mean, you'll be saying wild
one of them already got somebody banned.
One of them got somebody banned, and also it was funny.
Yeah, nice.
In the room, it was pretty funny.
I support the comic all the way, bro.
All the way. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
You're doing a joke, bro. Like
it was a joke.
It was just a bit.
Yeah, bro. It's a joke. A joke stands. If a joke bombs, joke bombs.
But it crushed too. That's the other. Silver lining.
So
in it.
Cool.
They make worse jokes in movies too. I mean, like all those Mel Brooks movies. Yeah, as far as like not like you know Nazi.
Mel Brooks. I mean, I fuck with Mel Brooks, but like a lot of his shit is kind of like it's weird. Like.
I just mean as far as like pushing the envelope in that.
Yeah, man.
He was doing that.
Just because it's live, it feels.
I don't know, bro. It's like.
I think a joke's it's already. Yeah, it's already like in. It's already intrinsic in the joke.
It's
like
history,
if the joke doesn't hit, then you have to deal with 100 people. Thinking you're a loser.
Yeah, that's the punishment.
That's the punishment.
That should be enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
100 people going freak.
You suck. That boo. Like there's like some type of fucking reaction is enough, and not a ban or a fucking a fuck you anytime they see you anywhere. I feel bad for comics that try things because that's what comedy. Yeah. Comedy is about fucking being funny and being silly the entire time.
Yeah, there's legitimate rapists that just get to hang out in there.
Yeah.
You have to try.
Those guys stick around.
Those guys stick around. They get work there.
Yeah.
Dude, wait, I'm sorry. I was like bitching. What'd you say?
There's like legitimate rapists that just get to hang out.
And that's the fucking retarded, bro. Like people that get away with like that, that's not funny.
Yeah. Now, if he did it with a swastika painted on his chest.
Yeah.
Still not funny. It's still not funny. It's like, bro, like criminal.
Kind of seems up his alley, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely a guy like that would do that.
Like, bro, I thought the freedom of speech wasn't fucking a criminal act. Mm-hmm. Like I thought things like that, like things like things like rape or murder or like fucking being retarded or
all crimes of equal monster.
Like being retarded and trying to hurt someone, like trying to like do something bad is fucking. That's bannable.
Yeah,
criminal retardation.
That's bannable.
Criminal retardation.
Look, bro, like, criminal retardation is a fucking crime. It should be punished.
I'm going to cover the entire city in peanut butter. I've replaced the water supply with peanut butter.
Yeah.
It's freedom of speech till the day I die, bro.
I've placed 20 sticks of crayon somewhere in this club.
That's the thing, Master Wayne. Some men just want to eat Play-Doh. Yeah.
Wait, does he like it? Does it taste good to him? He doesn't know, Master Wayne.
He doesn't know, Master Wayne.
If you don't give me $1,000,000, I'll detonate the bomb pops.
There's a Beyblade on each of the boats.
Spin. They sell Beyblades at CVS. This shit's crazy, bro.
Oh, really, dude? Yeah. Cops, huh?
They're like $30.
Oh, 30. Yeah. Beyblades are expensive. They're dangerous.
It's ridiculous, bro. Cause it's like they are dangerous, and it's also just like why
Beyblade 30?
Yeah.
Why are they 30?
But I get the 20% discount, so
Damn, dude, like,
how would you say?
$24.
Yeah, crazy.
Bro, that's crazy.
Dude,
lucky.
We should cop some.
Yeah, we.
Do they have the arenas?
The Arctic?
Sale?
Yeah, you got an Arctic arena.
No, you have to make your own.
We can get one of those online.
But it might be fun to make our own.
Dude, we're Beyblading.
It would be kind of cool.
I don't know if we have the technical know-how to make our own. It's yeah, just like very precise specifications.
Yeah, we
specifications.
Do. We just use one of those Red Bulls.
Like the most like
no,
chemically
we
produced
no,
plastic.
No, we don't. No, we don't.
Is what it's made out
no,
of.
No, we don't. We just get one of those Red Bulls and then we get one of the, all the books and we just like put it around.
Red Bulls?
Yeah.
The bowls made out of. Oh, that's not going to work, bro.
Dude, it's plastic. It's fine.
They're not big enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need a big arena, bro. Haven't you seen the show?
Dude, I'm
shut
have you seen
Beyblade? I have.
Wait,
seen
have
the
you?
I have seen the show.
Wait
it's
a second.
Huge.
Wait,
it's
have
huge.
You not
but,
seen?
But let's have
Beyblade?
A
have you
fun.
Never had a Beyblade?
I have, and a tiny arena might be funner.
Mm-hmm.
No way. How am I gonna call on my freaking dragoon?
Whatever.
Dude,
I feel
yeah.
like I feel like having a tiny.
Do you remember
arena
the ones that would like have
skill.
The extra spin? You would hit it, and then like it like would kick on.
Yeah. Or
oh yeah, it had a spring in it.
The ones that broke apart on the two.
Yeah. Oh awesome. My god, Beyblades were so sick.
Beyblades are pretty cool. Yeah, it brought me back. I was like doing the stock, and I was like, "Whoo, what's a Beyblade?"
Yeah.
All right, Forrest.
It's actually kind of crazy though.
You're 40-0.
40-0.
Dude, the Beyblade shit is crazy because. They would like sell like they would sell people like you could buy like a cheap Beyblade,
yeah.
or like a good Beyblade.
Yeah,
it's
no.
just like
yeah, and then you could take
no,
like one's got yeah. metal on it.
No, they were heavy duty, the good ones.
Yeah, and then you could take both of them and combine them. You would break them apart.
Yeah,
and
the customization.
Yeah,
so no, but the cheap ones so you couldn't fun. Do that.
It was like a lightsaber.
Oh wait, yeah, that's right. They were just one piece.
The cheap, yeah, the cheap ones you would. Just get demolished.
Damn,
yeah,
you
show get
up to
fucked.
To the schoolyard, they're like, ha, ha.
Yeah.
Let it rip.
Yeah.
Take your ass out, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, they would be. They'd weigh like a fucking. It's like a brick.
They were kind of hefty.
Yeah, they start putting metal in them.
Mm-hmm.
I got the Game Boy game.
Back
I got
when toys. Were
and then
toys,
you could
dude.
Fucking
Holy
throw it at somebody.
Shit. I got fucking clowned for bringing a Bakugan to school one time.
Fuck really? You.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Darren.
Why?
I don't. I brought it to school, and there someone came up to me. And was like, "Is that a Bakugan?" And I was like, "Yeah." And they were like,
"Yeah, Bakugan."
I'm gonna. They just told everyone I was gay.
Yeah.
I was like, "Damn,
cool.
man, Bakugan's cool as fuck, bro."
Yeah, dude, I got in trouble because my mom was like, "You have too many of these fucking balls everywhere. You gotta get rid of them." But they were cool. I thought they were cool.
Bakugan
cool. Bakugan's
cool.
I can put them on everything.
Yeah, I think it was
so
a
many maggots all over the place, dude.
Bakugan was a little late though to
it
bring
was,
to school.
It was yeah. a tail end.
It was yeah. a little late to bring to school. Also, you can't play Bakugan.
No, you can't.
You just show
it's
them.
Not about playing them.
They're just there to protect
it's
you.
Like tattoos.
No, they're there to get stolen by kids who are jealous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Little
that happened to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had a couple stolen.
Yeah. People come.
Dark times.
Dark times getting Pokemon cards and Bakugan
not
stolen
cool.
from
not,
your...
Not fucking mm-hmm. cool.
Or yeah. Like, I invited you into my house for a playdate and this is how you treat me?
Or if someone borrows your Game Boy and then completely...
You steal my Charizard.
Somebody ever borrowed your Game Boy and then completely erased all of your memory on a game?
No, but that would piss me
oh,
the
no,
fuck
it's,
off.
It's the end of the world, bro. I fucking... I'll never forget.
Dude,
it,
I don't think I'd let anybody borrow
my
Game Boy.
My cousin Kyler was like, "I don't have
oh,
one of
cousin,
these. Let me play
yeah,
this."
Yeah, the Game Boys were.
Let me play this.
Precious.
I never had one of this, and I like. I was on Star Wars. Like,
yeah.
I forgot which Star Wars game, but I was like, near the end, bro. Like,
yeah.
I was like, oh, I think it was A New Hope, and I was like, almost at the fucking
yeah.
Vader battle, and this motherfucker like, said, "Oh yeah, dude, let me start from the beginning." And instead of hitting like a new slot, he completely
oh.
erased my shit.
Oh,
damn.
No.
He did it on accident, though.
Yeah. Well, then you
oh,
get
he did it like he was like.
No, he was like, "Oh yeah, dude, I want to start at the beginning. Watch this." Yeah, I know.
Oh, what
he was
a
one
dick.
Of those,
were
like,
you standing right there when it happened?
Yeah.
Hey, you still plotting your revenge?
Did you guys get in a fight?
No,
oh,
I was just
God.
Like, "Kyler, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why would you do that?" And he was just like, "What? I wanted to play. I wanted
That's
to play
so
from
mean,
the beginning."
Dude.
And then like, bro, like I told my mom, bro, I was so fucking sad. And like she was just like, "All right, well I'm telling Uncle Ken." And then fucking, they talked about it. Kyler didn't get no trouble. It was just mm-hmm. like,
yeah,
you shouldn't do that.
That's some bullshit.
He was like, "Yeah, I know, that's why I did it."
But it,
yeah.
it was whatever, bro. I mean, he played for an hour, and then I fucking was like, "Fuck you." And
yeah.
all I did was just play my game.
That's whatever. When you just get a DS.
Nobody else could touch my shit.
Did you mm-hmm. did you get back? Did you ever finish the game?
Yeah, I beat it.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God.
I know, right? I was like, I was really mad, so I was like, "Well, I know
play
how this
angry.
Level works."
Yeah.
Play angry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Game Boys were, yeah, like, I would never give up my Game Boy.
No,
that was the worst
that.
Part about, like, having
like having to share like the consoles. Mm-hmm. As if you're the youngest like cousin or the youngest, you never get a turn.
Nope.
Like Game Boy, you're like, dude, this is my
my
you're
world.
Never getting a touch to this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Then you get a DS and you can look up porn on it.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, you could.
I never did that.
No, you could do
that. Yeah, you could sync it to the internet.
Wait, I don't know if I had that kind of... I think that's a newer
first
DS.
Time I saw nope. porn was on an iTunes.
It wasn't nope. the first
no.
DS.
The original DS, you could do that?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
The double
original?
The two screen?
Are you sure?
Did the original have two screens?
DSi?
Yeah.
Had internet connection?
The DSi?
I don't know, bro.
Nah, the DS had internet connection because you can play...
The first one?
Because you could play, yeah. you could play
white one, not the gray one.
Pokemon like online.
The white one, not the gray one. Yeah, yeah. You could transfer Pokemon. Yeah. You could do all that shit. Because like DS would do. And Nintendo then
what
was
kind
cool.
of porn would you watch?
Yeah,
though?
That's a great question.
Yeah, how old were you?
Nintendo was cool because it would update
like
manually. 12. I mean, automatically.
13.
Watching porn on your DS.
How'd you? Was it 8-bit porn?
Yeah, it was.
The
I mean, it wasn't
screen.
It wasn't good.
It'd take a second.
Your fucking
for the
DS
to come
is
up.
Getting hot as shit.
Yeah,
okay, I mean, it would like not load. It'd be just like still images.
Did your DS get a virus?
You can watch porn on computers,
no,
really. It's hard to watch porn on computers.
Yeah. I'd have to. It'd be 15 minutes of me sitting there waiting for it to load, and then I'd jerk off to a single photo.
Yeah, I was gonna
half
say
a boob.
I was gonna say I had a. I was trying to look. I looked at porn on my PSP, and that was like
yeah.
I was like, how are you looking at porn on a DS?
Yeah.
I remember I was so horny. I made my background on my PSP like a hot chick.
Yeah.
So it's like that was already loaded up.
Midnight Club.
Yeah. Got it ready to go.
Nice.
But then I'd be around my family. And be like, fuck shit.
Yeah.
Dude.
Fuck shit.
My mom's gonna see this and I'm gonna be in so much.
My parents are gonna know how cool I am.
Then I got an iPod.
Miles, is that a picture of Mariah Carey's head?
Are you being fucking around?
Is that a picture of Mariah Carey's head
Mariah
on a
Carey's
obviously?
Head.
On obviously.
A profile of Mariah Carey's head.
Is that Mariah Carey's head on a fucking obviously different race porn star's body? No.
We had dial up, dude, when I was like our first computer.
Yeah, man.
Horny kid alert.
Like, horny kid alert.
This kid's
shut
horny.
The fuck up.
Calling the horny police.
The horny police.
Calling the horny patrol. Let everybody know this kid's horny. Freak.
Yeah, that's the point. You don't go to jail. They just tell everybody.
Yeah.
He's horny.
Stop it.
Get him.
Freak.
Yeah, dude. Fucking
Boobs.com. Freak. Idiot.
That was the worst. Dude. You get horny like in class or something. You're like, it was. That was the whole thing. Was just other people.
Yeah.
Like, dude, if anybody finds out, I'm gonna be so embarrassed.
Yeah
bro.
Looking up naked, typing into Google.
I'm such a freak.
Before
you're really naked.
Typing into naked boobs.
Yeah, dude,
spelling naked,
naked
wrong.
Mm-hmm. Naked.
Yeah.
I remember I spelled it nah kid. Nah kid.
Nah
boob.
Kid. Boobs. Games. Nah kid. So, yeah. That's boobs. That's
movie sex scene.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That was a big thing. Or
Google, show me all the movies where there's boob.
Or boobs.
My buddies.
Movie. Yes, exactly.
Jeeves.
Mila Kunis boobs.
Yes.
Jeeves.
My buddy's dad like collected Playboys, which the marriage didn't last. But
Really?
Why not,
dude?
It was kind of funny because they didn't get divorced till like college. Like I was in college, but it's funny because I look back at it now. He's like, oh, he convinced her that he was collect. He had so many of them that he could get away with it being like, this is a vintage collection and will be worth money someday.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
If you went in his basement, he had enough.
Oh,
like
he convinced her that it was like a...
Well, he had enough.
Comic books or something?
Yeah. He had enough that like all the
there's
bindings
no way
together
off to
made
all
up...
Of these.
He had nobody's that big of a monster.
He had like 100...
off to an entire room.
It was like 150 of them. And if you put them all together into like a bookshelf...
That's actually totally
there's a naked
to
woman
to.
That comes together on the back on the binding of
totally
the Playboys.
Yeah. And he had like a set.
He had a couple sets.
Yeah.
If you opened them up, you would have found that out. But he come on.
Nice, come on, dude.
No, I stole like two of them.
Good.
And doesn't do it, you know. Even as I mean,
a guy
we're beyond
that in college.
Yeah, we're so beyond it.
I my freshman year of college, I got like random or my sophomore year. Like randomly assigned roommates for like student housing, and this guy showed up with a giant cardboard box of his dad's porn collection.
That's awesome.
He was so excited, and then he put it in the living room and just left it out. And they were like clearly used magazines. Nobody would touch them. It was so gross. They were like crusty and gross. And he was so like excited about it.
It is crazy. People would jizz on the magazine.
Yeah. That's wild, bro. I couldn't do that.
Well, that's the other thing. They're all full of
fuck, bro. How are you gonna like sell that? When you got nut on it, bro.
You're not going to sell it.
Get a fucking Windex or something.
No one's buying a Playboy going, though. Oh, I can't wait to sell this one
day. I think I'm going to get into that.
That could be a thing.
I gotta get off.
That's totally believable.
Internet porn.
I gotta get off.
I believe that marriage.
Honestly,
lasted.
Dude, yeah, it's probably better.
My bad, dude. My bad.
Wait, no, you gotta like take a Playboy. When you're done with the Playboy, you gotta take it out in like a field and bury it.
Yeah, no.
There's no selling it. There's no passing it down.
I believe that marriage lasted totally.
Next generation.
She was all like
time capsule.
Yeah, dude.
Yes.
This generation isn't about tasteful nudes
anymore.
You can
totally do that.
No.
Yeah. We should jerk off to Playboys, bro.
I'm tired
of this shit.
We should, dude.
Go analog.
I'm tired of it, bro.
Playboys would be cool. Fucking mags are kind of badass, honestly, and like they do make money.
Let's do drawings.
I believe that lasts because she was like,
drawings
gets
you
pretty weird.
She was bay hunting and drawings.
Lois, Lois fucking Chris.
Yeah. That tobacco shop downtown that the smoking caterpillar has like a whole.
No,
section of
Playboy.
Yeah. No, but I don't think I can. But. I don't think I can go old school Playboy. I think I would need a new model
Hustler
chick.
Or Playboy,
I guess they still come out with Playboy, right?
Yeah, they still come out with Playboy
you
and
still
Hustler.
Get the magazines. Dude, because, we should just because they might drop it off in the lobby.
That'd be
the
so
Wall Street Journal.
Fucking funny. That'd be so
long.
Fucking funny.
Yeah. We pick up the Wall Street Journal and a
we
Playboy.
We all throw in on a Playboy.
We don't have to all.
I like how you convincing us. No, it's funny, and it's the only reason we should do that.
Yeah.
It's because of the bit.
We have to do it.
Fuck up. The bit would be fire, and also it would be pretty awesome.
I don't want to share porn. But
yeah, I don't want to.
I
like,
kind of want to have my own porn.
Yeah.
That you
we just have
others can use.
We have it out in the fucking bookshelf.
We don't have to bust to it all the time, or like we can pull out a piece to it. We can pull out a piece of it. We can pull out a, like, you know, a girl. That looks cool.
What if we like the same girl?
That looks cool.
What if we
she
like
looks
the
like, nice.
We rock paper scissors.
Funny.
We rock paper scissors.
We fist fight over.
No,
because
we
let her decide.
No, because this is how it's gonna
go. In the
everyone,
civilized. It's rock paper scissors, dude. That's civilized.
Put her in the middle.
Dude.
Turn the fan on, whichever direction the page flips.
No,
dude, you think we kind of. I'd like that game too. Or pull sticks.
You think we can be civilized? We're both bricked.
Yeah, all right.
We're both bricked, holding a piece of this paper.
Rock paper scissors is a civilized man game, bro. I believe we can.
No, because this is how it's gonna go. Everyone's going to get their like different magazine, and then one day someone's going to wake up and their magazine isn't going to be there. And it's going to be a brawl. It's going to be a brawl.
No, it's not.
Where is she?
I think we're gentlemen, and I believe if we have a strategy.
Nobody's a gentleman with a Playboy.
Yeah, I love everyone having a fucking
whatever.
I can't be a gentleman with my damn pants around my ankle.
Have faith, brethren. I don't believe so.
I can't be a refined citizen.
Listen, dude, I think my Playboy goes missing. I'm sitting on your chest with a knife to your throat.
Shut the fuck up. You wouldn't do that to me.
Where is it? Where is Miss April? Yeah. Where is she?
You wouldn't
she?
Do that to me. You wouldn't. No. No way. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. You get to your room.
Show
you don't realize that Miles has taped an air tag to the back of the Playboy.
Yeah.
I'm taped to the roof of your bed. I'm taped to the ceiling of your roof.
You've duct taped yourself.
And I have a little pulley thing to let all the tape go. So
yeah,
I
it's
land
a fucking rip cord.
Yeah. You pull it. Good morning.
You got a fucking Bowie knife in your mouth.
you just turn the lights off. You're going to bed. All you hear is Grant. Grant.
Huh?
What?
The Joe Pesci wrestler.
Hit you with a ram jam from.
y'all just reminded me, like, one of my favorite like scenes in the movie is like Christmas Story, National Lampoon, where like all the relatives are visiting and like the guy's like looking up. Like going to bed, and there's this big ass fucking poster of like just like some porn star.
Yeah,
he's just like going to bed sweetly.
God,
I'd probably do that.
Nice, dude. I like that.
I'd probably
just
do
having,
that. Yeah,
just jerking off to one poster
kinda
for
cool.
a couple months.
Kind of cool.
And then you're like, you go to the poster store, you see another
it's
hot
chick. It's prison
shit,
but it's cool.
You see another hot chick, that's
it's
your poster.
Prison shit.
It's prison shit.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, though. It's like, you don't need, it's like, we
it's
so much dopamine.
Shit, but, you know.
Too much.
Prison shit is if we all just shared this one little
Yeah,
I'm trying to jerk. I'm trying to do trench jerking off, dude. Mm-hmm. I want to get
the
there.
Has the cat been eating that? Is that what's going on? Or is it you?
I've been using that for filters.
Oh.
Yeah.
That makes more sense. I like how you I like how you kind of went from top to bottom so not, as to not get rid of the naked lady on
you. You do it.
He's like, well, I don't want to get rid of the naked lady.
I can get rid of face and feet, but let's keep the boobs in there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, duh.
Get rid of the hand. Those hands.
Yeah, I'm going to need the hand. I'm just kidding. I definitely need the hands. They're beautiful. I think the best part about those, they're from Vegas.
Nice.
They're like, the funniest story about how I got as many of those is like literally me and Mikey were tripping shrooms, just like walking around with like Taylor and Nikki, or I'm sorry, Nick Cox and fucking
Nikki the Fish,
Nikki the Fish, whatchamacall, Troop, Kylie, and we were just like literally chilling, and I see all these like fucking fountains and everything, and then this lady came up to me and was like, "You want to have a fun night? You want to have a fun night?" And they trying to give me one of those, and I was like, "I'm good," and then I turn around and Mikey goes, Grabs one, yeah. And I was like, "What are you doing?"
I was secretly collecting them for Grant.
And he was like, "I've been getting them all night."
Like 70 of them in my pocket.
It's so funny. So I like had a stack of them. I put some in the Airbnb too.
Me and Grant were sharing the room, and the second night I went in to take a shit, and like sitting right next to the toilet paper was a stack of 20.
Yeah.
20 escort pictures, and I was like, "Oh no, I'm in the fucking wolf's den right now."
No,
hello,
was,
yeah. Hello.
I did call. I'm not gonna lie. I did call one of them, and
called one.
Yeah, and it did answer.
Hey, what are you kidding me?
I was taking a shit. Yeah. I can't believe.
Wait, why didn't you say
something?
Oh,
yeah, you had a girlfriend with
yeah.
you.
Yeah. I still would have called it.
I just wanted to call it just because it was funny.
Yeah, I would have wanted to know.
Yeah, because it was funny.
And that was because you saw one and you were like, "I recognize this." It's like, you know, it's like a porn star.
Yeah.
No, wait, it's actually the chick.
She answered and she went, "Hello." And I was like, "Hi." And she's like, "It sounds like you're like not that far away from me. Do you want to like hang?" I was like,
"That's awesome."
I hung up. Yeah. So I was like, "I don't know. I'm gonna text this girl that I like that she doesn't like me, I guess." So it's like, whatever. Fuck it. I should have fucking had sex with an escort, but whatever. I probably shouldn't have.
Yeah.
I had a disease.
If you were gonna do it, you should have hit up Gareth. He would have known like a good story.
Gareth probably would have had the spot.
I feel like
Gareth gave these me recommendations like, before he went even
Gareth's
out there.
A gooner, so
these are
course.
So sketchy.
Yeah, they
Gareth
are.
Goes, like, "Ah, man, you gotta go to Casa Bonitas."
Is that where the
yeah?
He's
like,
"The ladies are."
He's like, "It's like 15 bucks for a dance, but if you give them 50, they'll fuck you."
Wait, the
not the South Park.
The Mexican restaurant from South Park.
He's like, "It's just a little off the strip, but if you go there, none of them speak fucking English, but they'll fuck."
God damn it.
I was like, "All right."
Yeah, Gareth's voice is crazy, bro. I love his voice. Fucking.
It's pretty cool. Flavor's all right.
Mexico mango.
I took
that's
a chance.
A good one. Yeah. It reminds me of mango jewel pods.
It's kind
of
spicy.
A million.
Oh shit.
No, we're at 52.
Hell yeah, I'm starving.
You've made it to 52 minutes.
You guys want to go eat with us after this?
What are you trying to get?
I'm going to meet Fuzzy at Uptown Sports Club.
It's so expensive. I'm going, but it's so expensive.
Hey, why are you going there for his birthday lunch?
Is it his birthday?
No, we just talked about going there.
What's
like
Upstar
2 weeks
Club?
Ago.
Is it Fuzzy's birthday?
Yeah.
Yesterday was Fuzzy's birthday.
No,
No, I feel like such an asshole.
Yeah, I said happy birthday.
I mean,
I didn't
you don't have it memorized.
I didn't
know
it was his birthday. I'm going to show up and not bring it up. I'm embarrassed.
Okay. Right. I don't know if that's better.
Yeah.
No, it's worse.
Yeah.
No, you sound like a
yeah, no, just act really weird
you sound
the whole
like
time.
A, you
yeah,
sound
just
like a
wait
beta
till
right
next
now,
year and be like, "Hey, man, happy birthday. Sorry about last
bro,
year."
Bro, shut up, bro. You're an alpha. Be an alpha. Fuck say sorry for whatever happened if you want to say sorry, but don't. You're acting like a fucking beta bitch right now, bro. Just literally like apologize.
Beta bitch.
Apologize
beta
if you want to apologize,
bitch.
But don't. Just say happy birthday, bro. You're a day late. Happy belated. That's fucking.
Yeah, say happy birthday. Whatever.
Yeah, literally.
Ever, dude.
Say we're whatever.
You're actually still in the window. A day after, you're
still
in the window.
Fuzzy,
yeah, it's
Fuzzy,
a good time to say
you're my fucking
it's
friend.
Time.
That's what you say. You say
it'll
Fuzzy.
It'll stand out more in his head.
Is he 30? What does he turn?
I don't fucking know. Who gives a fuck?
He's 30.
It's everyone's turning old. Who gives a shit, bro? No one wants to know how old you are, bro. Like, just say happy birthday.
Whoa.
Damn.
Be an alpha male, bro.
We gotta get you a Playboy, man. We gotta settle you down.
Get a fucking lady, bro. Fuck it.
This is why you need a Playboy.
Consistent boobs.
Yeah, I gotta get consistent boobs.
Consistent twitties.
Consequential boobs.
Oh, nice. We got a camera. Yo, any ladies out there?
I know I'm not in the best shape right now. My hair probably looks like shit, but
no, your hair looks
what the
good,
hell, dude?
Bro.
What was all that alpha talk earlier?
Yeah.
Immediately falls apart.
My fucking hair.
Big pause. I'm a fucking sex demon.
He a freak for real, bro. He popped the air mattress.
Yeah, I popped the air mattress cup. Fucking love me, please.
He popped the air mattress. There wasn't even anybody
with
in
a lady.
Like, imagine,
please love me with a lady. Obviously,
with a lady.
With a lady that does not love me, and it is just okay.
Or a guy with pretty sick tits.
No,
all right.
No, I'm not Jack. No? Jack knows how to do the splits. I know how to fucking punch wood.
Jack knows how to do the splits.
I know how to break wood and fucking.
With his mouth.
And know how to fucking
shut yourself up for that one.
I was like, he shouldn't have said wood.
No, don't say wood. No.
Oh, he said wood again.
I meant steel. I meant steel and wood.
Yeah.
Oh no. He still said wood.
Yeah.
Rock pause. Hard.
Shut the
You still saying wood?
And I'll beat the
shit. All right, for real.
Shit out of anybody.
For real, ladies out there.
Ladies out there, fucking hit up myself. My name
is, drop your number, dude.
My name is Grant Wheeler, aka Gra, 8225795.
Grant dropped his number on stage at Mothership last night.
It was so sick.
At the mic?
Yeah, the lady that went up before him was a black lady, and she goes, I talking about how she just dated her first white boy, and Grant goes up and he goes, shit, you trying to date another one?
Did it crash?
This real phone number? Yeah, just crushing it.
Fucking rules.
Yeah, I don't know if she saw it, but that would have been cool.
I think she was still in the room, dude.
Well, how'd you do? It was a good set.
She was behind me. She goes, is that your friend? I was like, yes.
Yeah, no. Yeah, right, bro. Shut up. Don't get
it. She was in the room.
That's cool.
No, he's.
It was so
sick. Yeah, 6'2", 8 inches. What's up? That's my boy.
Yeah. 6'2", 8 inches.
That's my boy. 6'2", 8 inches. What up?
Hell yeah.
That's what I tell people. They go, who's that? That's my boy. 6'2", 8 inches.
Yeah.
I don't even say your name.
They go, what?
I can see he's 5'10. Why'd you ask?
Was it a fun set then? Sounds like you were having fun.
He tried to hit her all.
It was cool. It was cool. I had fun. They had fun. I felt like freaking. I fucked up at the end. I wanted to do one joke, but I like saw it was 2:56, so I was like, good night. And then like it was cool. And in the recording, like I hear Miles be like incredible. So that was funny because it was like. I mean, anytime we like see each other after like a set, it's like, good job, good shit. But like mm-hmm. for anybody, but like if it's a one word thing, it's like, all right, cool. And then like fucking, I like went downstairs and I saw my cousin because my cousin showed up, which is fucking weird as fuck.
Yeah.
And but it was cool as fuck because I was like, man, I haven't seen you in forever. And like everyone on that side of the families are just like haters, but he seemed cool. And
yeah, he was in the building holding court.
I had fun. I didn't think he was gonna like show up. Like Corbin was all like, yeah, I'm fucking I'm in town, let's get lunch or dinner. And
nice,
I was like,
man.
Oh, I'm fucking kind of busy Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then Monday I like forgot like things were happening, and I was like, oh hey, if you're doing anything, come through. And he was like, fucking okay, I'll be there. And he's showing up from some town like near Manor, and then like was
nice.
Just in the fucking standby.
Nice.
And I was like, he goes, hey man, I'm in standby. I don't know if I'm gonna get in. And I was like, all right, well maybe say to somebody like your cousin's performing or something. I don't know if that'll work. But
you couldn't have pulled some strings with.
Well, Miles was working.
He told me like an hour before.
And I texted.
Oh,
him.
All right, yeah.
It was cool, yeah. Fast. And I texted him. He's doing his shit. I don't like. I'm not gonna go out of my way to be like, Adam, mm-hmm. go get Miles for me. My cousin's like, that's mm-hmm. fucking gay.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, I probably could have done something if he told me like the morning of.
Yeah,
but
I didn't
like,
know. It was kind of spontaneous.
I got
bro.
You, bro. I already got.
I heard.
I was. Hey, I'm already right there with
and
you.
So today. He like got in, but the way he got in was funny. I didn't know he got in until I got off. But like, he told me, he's like, yeah, bro. I like said to the family in front of me because they were all like. Man, Kill Tony's gonna be fucking long to get into. This mic sucks. And he was like, well, I'm trying to get in the mic. Fucking, how do I get in the mic? And then he was just like, fucking, they were like, yeah.
I want to see Tony call somebody a retard.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to see Tony call somebody who's retarded.
Yeah. I want to see somebody's dreams get crushed.
He was like, well, they were like, well, you can get in front of us. And then he was next to security and he was like, hey, man, my cousin's performing. I was like, can I go watch? I don't know if he paid for a ticket or what, but like, He walked in like right.
They ask who your cousin was.
I don't know. I didn't ask him.
Well, I know Cassie's out there working box office now. She, it was like that wouldn't surprise me. She was like,
yeah. Oh,
that
yeah,
would have been so cool.
I forgot she works there now.
That would have been so cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It also would have been funny if she...
Shout out Cassidy.
If she within like 3 days started big dogging people.
I don't think she was. I don't think she was. If Cassidy... I mean, Cassidy wouldn't do that.
Alternate universe.
She charges people. Fucking...
Yeah, she's very good at her job and takes it very seriously.
Yeah, because that's what badasses do. Cassidy is a badass. But, shout out Cassidy. Freaking... Literally, like, I was like, what the fuck? Like, how? And he was like, well, the guy at the security let me in. And then I got in. And then right when he walked in, Dean was on stage. And, he was doing great. And
yeah. He said, hell yeah.
And
hey.
He was like, what's up, buddy?
Sounds like a stacked little lineup last night.
How you doing, man? And I hadn't seen Corbin in forever, so it was cool to give him a hug. And yeah. I introduced him to Mikey. And then after we performed, fucking, I like went up to him and I was like after I like dapped up Miles and Jolly and fucking Lucas was like, good job. So that was cool. I like, yeah. I looked up to Corbin because Corbin was like looking at me like, what the fuck? I was like, hey, man, it's the rules. I got to leave.
Yeah.
Like, chill with us outside after Mikey. Like, watch Mikey. Yeah. And so, like, fucking, I walked outside, and then after, like, we all went and got a beer.
Nice.
A little bit.
Mikey, how was it for you?
What?
Me? Oh, it's good, man. a good night for everybody. And everybody had so much fun, and it was great.
Oh, no.
Oh, Grant buried my bitch ass.
I didn't.
I bombed so bad.
Did you? Were you hosting?
I was hosting.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah, I didn't.
Well, you. I don't know if those were. I haven't seen you do a lot of what you said.
It was brand new.
Pretty much every surge you say, you knew that stuff.
I got off. I was so bad. I got off. The last thing I said was, I got to go. I signed up for a bunch of mics tonight. It was not good.
I thought you were going to do that
it
one line.
It was not good.
Yeah, I thought you were going to do that line you do where you say, yeah, I got like a car full of
I didn't even have the confidence to lie about that.
I got to get out of here. I got a car full of thick Latinas waiting on me.
Yeah.
I didn't even have that.
I was like, oh, he just went like, got a bunch of mics.
I gotta just do a bunch of mics, I think.
Oh, God.
Time to start over, I think.
Did you hear about that dude getting slurped off in the showroom the other day?
Yeah.
What?
Wait, what?
Badass. Up in the VIP booth, some guy was getting slurped off.
Dude, you guys, that's crazy. Have
real
you told
horny.
Them about the piss cups?
Piss cups.
The cups full of piss.
Oh, sometimes people piss in cups, man. It happens.
People pissed in cups and left them under the table.
Whoa.
Yo, what the hell?
How do you even get away with that?
Whoa.
Yeah, they're over-serving the staff. No, they're not. Actually,
no, they are too, but...
No, they're doing a great job.
Whoa. Doing a great job, and nobody's over-served. And that happens all the time everywhere. People piss...
In
where
cups.
They're sitting.
people piss where they're sitting, and then alternatively, they also get dehydrated.
No fucking thanks.
Someone told me some lady.
It's a good show. You
some
don't
lady ripped was getting kicked out and ripped her shirt off, too.
That was awesome.
Yeah, I heard it was awesome.
She, like, ripped her own
shirt. She's getting
shirt.
Real horny
she was
over
getting
there.
Kicked
yeah.
out.
She was getting
like,
kicked. Apparently, the story was she was getting kicked out,
did
and
she
then
big
the,
boobs
the
no?
security,
yeah.
she was, like, telling the security guys, like, stop, let me go. My shirt's falling down. And
yeah,
the security guard let her go.
I was
go
leading
real quick,
the investigation.
And she ripped her shirt off and be like, he just ripped my shirt down.
Oh, what? That's man. Crazy.
You all saw him do it. She's got her tits
who
just
else
out.
Was on the case, yeah.
That's nuts.
Badass.
Pretty much me, about 7 other dudes. Dudes kept popping in to
join
the case.
Check the footage? Did you guys
that's
check the footage?
Worst. That's the worst when you have like extra people in your,
I was
on your case.
I wasn't actually leading the case.
Come on, dog.
Were you guys checking the footage? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because she said, well, she was accusing people.
Everybody was trying to come to check the footage.
Yeah, she was accusing people, and everybody was like, oh, well, I'm a detective myself.
Yeah. Boob detective,
rewind
to be specific.
That.
So this is perfect.
Rewind that half speed. Okay, yeah. Perfect.
Slow it down. Slow it down.
Timestamp that jiggle.
Yeah, exactly. I need to figure out who's moving when and who's moving where.
We're going to need photos for the evidence locker.
She was really attractive, too. It was kind of crazy.
Was she, who, what kind of...
Who was she?
Who was it? Who was it?
What's
her name?
Was she...
She was just like a just a really pretty brunette lady, big boobies, slim thick.
Wow. Who touched?
Nobody touched her.
Really?
Nice dude.
She just pulled her boob out. I think she pulled her boob out during the show, and then they were like, "Hey, you can't do
who
that."
Was on
which
stage?
I'm like, "Come on."
Who was on stage?
I don't know, probably some fucking narc.
Yeah, what?
I would have been like...
I would have been like...
stay away from her!
Turn around, please.
You would have gone Kurt Cobain.
I would have said, bend
leave
over.
Her alone!
Stop
don't
assaulting
Grant,
her.
Don't touch
that?
Her!
I would have said, bend over, please. We're in 3 minutes.
Battery died.
The battery died. All right, well...
Okay. They're circling you.
I guess do an outro or whatever.
Yeah, let's do it, boys.
I'm hungry.
You guys
I'm
ready?
Hungry, fuck. Yeah.
You are now leaving the Jane
Lane
special.
Jane Lane special.
Damn, you've been working the pipes.
God damn.
Adios.
That was like a vacuum. All right,
peace,
peace, guys.
Peace, ladies. Bye, ladies.
Bye.